I mean, it just made the country feel so much better about itself.
We've heard some great stories and, you know, great tributes to that team and the magnitude of, you know, how it impacted so many people.
It's a good story. It's a great story. It's uplifting. It's fun. And it meant a lot to a lot of people for a lot of variety of reasons.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
It started out as a simple hockey game, but it became so much more.
I'm sure there are a lot of people in this building who do not know the difference between a blue line and a clothesline. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter, because what we have at hand, the rarest of sporting events, an event that needs no buildup, no superfluous adjectives. In a political or nationalistic sense, I'm sure this game is being viewed with varying perspectives, but manifestly, it is a hockey game. The United States and the Soviet Union on a sheet of ice in Lake Placid, New York.
Al Michaels set the scene 40 years ago this month. A game that was expected to be no more than a speed bump for the Soviet Union on its way to its fifth straight gold medal in the 1980 Olympic Winter Games.
I think we felt we could win. I knew it was going to be difficult, but I've always said as an athlete, if you think you're going to lose, you probably will. So the mindset was, look, we got a chance, but we have to do certain things. We have to play real well. Jimmy has to play well. The game has to stay low scoring. If it got into four or five goals, if they score four, we're not scoring five. If they score six, we're not scoring seven. So the game kind of went the way we hoped it would go, and we played the way we needed to play in order to win.
Mike Ruzzioni was the captain of the United States team. His confidence was tested in the game's first 10 minutes.
Bud Schneider losing it, out to the point. Slap shot, and it was deflected in from the point. And the Soviet Union leads 1-0 at the 9-12 mark of the first period. Pavlik taking it away for the U.S. Pavlik up ahead to Schneider. Slap shot goes in! Bud Schneider!
We start off the game, we're down 1-0, and I remember I scored. That was one of the highlights of my hockey career, scoring the first goal against the Russians, against Tretiak, probably the best goalie in the world.
That's the type of goal you don't expect somebody like Tretiak to give up. And the United States ties the game at 14:03 in the period. Golikov, number 23, leaving it for Makarov. He tried to get it back to Golikov, then gets it back and scores. Deflected off the American defenseman, and the Soviets take the lead 2-1. Long shot, the easy save by Tretiak, but Johnson is there and scores with 1 second to play in the period.
Tretiak, left a rebound, which uncharacteristically, he never has done that in the past. He usually puts rebounds in the corners, and that's it. But, they hesitated for a second. That gave me enough time. The biggest question is, as you scored, you turned around and tried to see how much time was on the clock. Unfortunately for everybody, there was still enough time that it counted.
Mark Johnson's goal, with less than a second remaining in the first period, evened the game. And it proved to the upstart Americans that they could hang with the Russians.
Back to Zhukov, number 22. Zhukov shot, saved by Craig. Jim covers up, and a faceoff.
You need swagger. And swagger is an ability to be able to back up what you do. Believing in oneself is probably the biggest thing that all sports psychologists now teach you, whether it's a golfer or, a baseball player or anybody. It's really about creating that inner spirit, that inner ability to bring yourself to higher levels.
Jim Craig played every minute of the tournament in goal for the U.S., and he kept them in the game against the Soviets through a scoreless second period.
Baker losing it. Krutov. Up ahead to Maltsev. Maltsev on a breakaway. Maltsev gets it by Craig to give the Soviets the lead. The Americans with perhaps their final rush on this power play opportunity. 13 seconds left in the penalty. Weak shot to Davis. Followed by Johnson. They score!
Johnson's second goal of the game tied the score at 3, setting the stage for Ruzzioni's date with destiny.
Schneider, Buzz, long slap shot. Saved by Mushkin.
The U.S. team is depending a little bit too much now on Jim Craig. He's making too many good saves.
Ruzzioni scores! Mike Ruzzioni!
It was just a play that developed during the course of a game. The puck came to me, and I had the defenseman in front of me to use him as a screen. And basically, when it left my stick, I thought it was in. The only thing I was worried about is I was going across my body, so I thought I pulled it a little. And I did pull it a little, but I still had enough of the net to find its way through. So, it just gave us the lead.
But Mike Ruzzioni scores with 10 minutes to go. Now it's 4-3. Now it's like, what are we seeing here? Can this really be?
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
We weren't lucky. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't a miracle. It was a group of athletes who believed in old-fashioned values. A group of athletes that were clearly a lot better than people thought.
So the United States has done it. Beating the Soviet Union, the most improbable circumstance you could ever have imagined before these Olympics started. The final score, the USA 4, the Soviet Union 3.
As a nation, we were looking for something to feel good about. You remember the hostages had been taken, the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, we boycotted the Summer Games, the threat of a Cold War. Mm-hmm. As a country, we just needed something, and it happened to be us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.